This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. The doctrine of eminent domain, the idea that it can be permissible to take private property for public use, hinges on two very important words, just and compensation. It's in the Constitution, actually. But in an oil pipeline case playing out in West Texas, who gets to decide what compensation is actually just is very much up in the air. The story comes to us from Marfa Public Radio's Lorne Madelon.
There's unfinished business in the ranch lands of West Texas.
I received this $18,000 offer and was told I had a week to accept it.
That's Jeannie Simpson. Her family settled the Barreno Ranch in the 1880s.
That tree is 100 years old, at least.
In 2014, a company named Energy Transfer of Dallas announced it would build a 148-mile pipeline from the oil and gas-rich Permian Basin of Texas to Mexico. Mexico's paying for the pipeline. It wants the natural gas to power its electricity plants.
We are on the site of the pipeline route right now.
The route cuts through this windswept slice of the borderlands, through some of the last pristine legacy working ranch land in the United States.
Because this is such rugged-looking country, people don't realize how fragile it is.
The project was designated by state regulators as being in the public interest. The pipeline company won a $770 million contract. Local governments would earn millions in property taxes paid by the pipeline company, and the state's natural gas producers would get a new market during a natural gas glut.
You're going to have big trucks hauling heavy pipe back and forth.
Because the project is classified as in the public interest, Energy Transfer has been granted the power of eminent domain, the power to take private land. Construction's begun, and so the focus now is on compensation. For landowners, it's a critical issue because pipeline construction and the heavy equipment it involves could damage a famously fragile ecosystem. Remember Jeannie Simpson's $18,000 offer?
And was told I had a week to accept it, or...
Well, Simpson and five other landowners weren't happy with the company's offers, so the company took the landowners before a special commission. The case was heard in early June in the West Texas town of Marfa. And the ruling? The commission awarded six landowners a total of around 30 times what the company had offered.
Honestly, I don't think it's possible to give just compensation. On the other hand, we have to set some sort of dollar amount and proceed from there.
In her case, Simpson's offer of $18,000 was upped to close to $700,000. Another landowner offered $16,000, awarded close to $500,000. Another offered $33,000, received close to $1 million.
My immediate goal is to receive fair compensation for the damage that's going to be done to my ranch.
Compensation judgments against the pipeline company come as a media campaign is launched opposing the pipeline. It's backed by high-profile names in Hollywood: Owen Wilson, Tommy Lee Jones, Wes Anderson. In an open letter published in the Dallas Morning News, close to 100 people, from celebrity to common citizen, appealed to Energy Transfer to reroute the project to largely uncontested land. This appeal's happening as the state considers tightening eminent domain law to benefit landowners.
And if their land is going to be taken by a private company, they want to make sure that they are fairly compensated for that.
That's Austin attorney Bill Christian. In 2011, he won a rare victory for a landowner opposing another pipeline. But in an example of Energy's power in Texas, the company was still allowed to build while its appeals went through the courts. That case will be heard by the state Supreme Court this fall. As for this case, he says the pipeline will be built.
In terms of the ultimate result of having a pipeline running across their land, that's still going to happen.
And as for compensation, he says the company has pockets deep enough to pay for legal action against resistant landowners.
In the grand scheme of what this project's going to cost, it's still kind of a drop in the bucket.
In a statement, Energy Transfer says it will appeal the monetary judgments against it if necessary. The landowner's lawyer says all six cases are likely to go to jury trials and that the landowners are ready. Meantime, Mexico is waiting for the natural gas to start flowing south. In Marfa, Texas, I'm Lorne Madelon for Marketplace.